I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the Reproductive Rights Amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
The human mind is a remarkable instrument capable of creating, innovating, and achieving the extraordinary. Yet its true potential can only be unlocked and harnessed through unwavering discipline. The concept of disciplining the mind is not one to be taken lightly. It's not about controlling our thoughts or suppressing our emotions, but rather about channeling our mental energies in a purposeful and focused manner. It's about mastering the art of self-direction and its journey of self-discovery that can lead to profound personal growth and societal progress. What does it mean to discipline your mind? Disciplining your mind is akin to training a wild stallion. It's about guiding your thoughts, emotions, and cognitive processes with intention and purpose. It's the practice of taking control of your mental faculties, nurturing your inner world, and aligning it with your goals, values, and aspirations. It is the foundation upon which personal and collective achievements are built. In a world often filled with distractions, self-doubt, and external pressures, disciplining the mind becomes the compass that guides us through the storm. It ensures that we stay true to our goals, even when the journey is fraught with uncertainty and obstacles. Why is disciplining your mind so important? The discipline of the mind is the cornerstone of personal and collective success, and its significance cannot be overstated. A disciplined mind brings clarity and purpose to your life. It enables you to define your goals, understand your values, and see the path you need to follow. Life is full of challenges and setbacks. A disciplined mind provides the inner strength and resilience needed to persevere, even in the face of adversity. Disciplining your mind allows you to master your emotions rather than being controlled by them. It paves the way for improved relationships, sound decision-making, and enhanced personal well-being. Contrary to the misconception that discipline stifles creativity, it enhances it. A disciplined mind provides the mental space required for creative ideas to flourish. With a disciplined mind, you manage your time and tasks more efficiently, allowing you to accomplish more with focus and purpose. A disciplined mind embraces lifelong learning. It thrives on new knowledge, adapts to change, and stays relevant in our ever-evolving world. In the midst of life's chaos, a disciplined mind finds serenity through mindfulness. It allows you to be fully present in the moment, free from past regrets and future anxieties. History's most influential leaders, visionaries, and changemakers possessed disciplined minds. Their power to inspire change and make a lasting impact on the world was rooted in their mental discipline.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
Begin by understanding yourself, recognize your strength, acknowledge your weaknesses, and become aware of your values and aspirations. Self-awareness is the bedrock upon which you'll build your mental discipline. Clearly define your objectives, both short-term and long-term. Your goals should be specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Setting a clear direction gives your mind a purpose. Discipline requires dedication and consistency. Stay committed to your goals, even in the face of challenges and setbacks. The path to success is often long and challenging, but it's the disciplined mind that perseveres. Embrace mindfulness as a daily practice. It allows you to be fully present in the moment, free from the distractions of the past and the anxieties of the future. In mindfulness, you'll discover your inner strength, creativity, and resilience. Cultivate a hunger for knowledge and remain open to new ideas and perspectives. A disciplined mind is constantly evolving and adapting to a changing world. Efficiently manage your time and tasks. Organize your life to ensure your actions align with your goals. Avoid time-wasting activities that divert your focus from what truly matters. Develop emotional intelligence, understand your emotions, learn to manage them, and relate effectively to others. Emotional intelligence is essential for building meaningful relationships and making informed decisions. Cultivate resilience in the face of adversity. Understand that setbacks are a part of any journey. A disciplined mind finds strength in challenges and views them as opportunities for growth. Monitor your self-talk and replace self-doubt with self-encouragement. Cultivate a positive inner dialogue that bolsters your confidence and determination. Your environment and the people you surround yourself with play a significant role in shaping your mind. Choose a positive, supportive environment that fosters your personal growth. The journey of disciplining your mind is not a destination. It is a continuous, lifelong journey. It is a commitment to personal growth, a promise to unlock your full potential, and a dedication to make a positive impact on the world. During this transformative journey, you might encounter moments of self-doubt and challenges. Embrace these moments as opportunities for growth and self-discovery. Remember that every obstacle you overcome and every challenge you navigate strengthens your mind and moves you closer to your goals. The discipline of the mind is not just about changing yourself. It's about changing the world. It's about making your dreams a reality, your aspirations a legacy, and your life a testament to the power of disciplined thinking.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the Reproductive Rights Amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.